The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, starring Peter Jones as the Book.
What we find is this, that Ford Prefect and Zaphod Beeblebrox have broken into an ancient building concerning which they have reached the following conclusion.
It's a derelict spaceport.
And within which they have discovered a large number of
amazing old ships.
Whose condition has been described by Ford Prefect in these terms.
Just rust and wreckage.
And by Zaphod Beeblebrox like this.
Just like huge broken eggshells.
We find that one ship has caught their eye for this reason.
It's covered with muck and dust, but looks like it's still in one piece.
Hey, yeah, and it's still connected to its supply lines.
And we find that this provokes them into closer investigation. This is what they find.
Feels like it's on power. Just a very slight vibration.
But it must have been here for centuries. Hey, man, pass me those four bits of tubing.
What, these?
Yeah. I'm gonna make me a stethoscope and take a listen to this baby. There. And there. Like that.
You hear anything?
Hey, yeah, I can hear something.
What is it?
Ford, I don't believe what I just heard.
Here, let me listen.
Okay, but you better keep your head screwed on, kid. You can hear?
Yeah. It's a voice.
But can you hear what it's saying, man? Can you get your mind behind what it's saying?
Shh. I'm trying.
Transstellar Space Lines would like to apologize to passengers for the continuing delay to the departure of this flight.
Weird.
We are currently awaiting the loading of our complement of small lemon-soaked paper napkins for your comfort, refreshment, and hygiene during the flight, which will be of 2 hours' duration. Meanwhile, we thank you for your patience. The cabin crew will shortly be serving coffee and biscuits again.
Say, Ford. How long has this ship been standing here?
Man, there's a departure board right behind us. I've been looking at the flight schedules. Man, this ship is late. Man, this ship is very, very late. Man, this ship is over 900 years late.
Zaphod, we got to get in there.
But man, can you cope with what we might find?
I don't know. We got to get in there.
We got to get in there. What we find, we find.
What we also find is that Arthur Dent, Marvin, and the girl Lintilla, who, as has already been established, has now been cloned over 578,000 million times, and has thus created a problem in some quarters, are now thoroughly lost in the Dolman Saxlil base. This is because there is no light, which is in turn because Marvin has done something aggravating to the Dolman Saxlil power supply, which is in turn because he was anxious to create some confusion under cover of which he could rescue Arthur and Lintilla, which was in turn because they had been captured by Hig Hurtenflurst, which was in turn because... and so on back to the initial and highly controversial creation of the universe. Only two of Lintilla's 578,000 million clones are on the planet Brontitol with her, and it is more than likely that we shall also find them.